A giant parrotfish greets visitors at the main entrance to the National Zoo. A bit farther on are a tufted puffin seabird, a freedom starfish, and more, all bright, beautiful, and eye-catching sculptures. But take a closer look, and you'll begin to notice they're assembled with plastic toys, a hair comb, bottle caps, beer cans, and many other everyday objects.
I observe visitors coming in thinking that these sculptures are made out of recycled plastic, but in fact they're marine debris, and when they find that out, they're shocked.
The sculptures were created by Angela Hazeltine Pozzi with the help of thousands of volunteers to deliver a serious message. The artist is executive director of Washed Ashore, a nonprofit environmental group.
This is all plastic picked up off of beaches, every single bit of it. So we have processed about 18 tons of garbage off of a small area of beach in the last 6 years. And it could be anywhere in the world. This is a worldwide problem, the plastic pollution issue.
So far, Pozzi has created 68 such sculptures, and 17 of them are displayed throughout the National Zoo. This whalebone ribcage is made entirely with bleach bottles. The blue marlin has flip-flops inside its mouth, and hundreds of water bottles create these jellyfish.
I've purposely chosen to represent the animals that are threatened by marine debris. The fact that plastic breaks down into microscopic pieces and getting into the entire food chain means everything that lives in the ocean is affected by it.
A recent study estimates about 8 million tons of plastic waste enters the oceans each year and poses a threat to a wide variety of marine animals.
Single-use plastics are probably the worst you could get. They're used for 5 seconds and then last forever. We don't even think about it.
The message of these powerful artworks seems to be making an impact on visitors of all ages.
First, we need to make sure that no trash gets washed up. So instead of leaving it onto the beach, you need to pick it up and you need to put in the trash before it gets washed up, gets fed to fish, and or you can recycle it.
We have to be more careful. We have to be more attentive about what we do with the containers and things that we use.
Pozzi hopes her traveling exhibit will reach as many people as possible across the United States and overseas as well. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.